This article is titled Inform or Engage. I was in a sales meeting and the discussion came up about how much our website should inform and how much it should engage. That night I had a dream where I saw two people. One was a person who pulls you into the feeling, whether it be yours or hers, and it really doesn't matter because either way you feel emotionally engaged. The other person in the dream symbolized a person who mentally shares the details of a happening. You go away feeling informed. I woke up from the dream wondering how I was to interpret and use it. The two subjects of inform and engage were clear, but I felt my dream self was asking me to use those two tools more fully. So I lay there at 4 a.m. going back over my interactions of the day before. I realized I went away most satisfied when I attempted to engage the people who only shared information, and I sought information from the ones that only wanted to engage. If I didn't engage an informed person's feelings, I would go away with the facts, but not the person. And when someone would come full of emotion but give me no foundation to stand on, I would go away with lots of feeling, but not a connection to the person. And since I like to go away feeling fully connected between me and the other person, I realized my dream self was just pointing out how to make that happen. So if someone is totally wrapped up in a feeling, a bit of mental excavating may be necessary to get to the other half of the picture. In other words, to find out what was really happening from their creative self. Whereas if they are just mentally expounding on their perception of the situation, emotionally excavating may be necessary so you can get to the feeling and go beyond to what is love. The dream world made clear that by pulling together the emotional and the mental fragments of a conversation, a pathway is cleared so the two of you can reach beyond the fragments to the united place of your hearts. We have Bob with us today. Bob, did you have any questions come up or comments that you want to make or ask?
Well, I have a comment, and that's just how brilliant this whole idea is. You kind of taught us on an ongoing basis that it's important for us to get to another piece of love. And if either of those two sides are missing, then it's hard to get there for me. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely in the team inform side, and rarely do I put a whole lot more in because those of us that inform think that everybody should know how you feel if you just tell them the situation. They'd feel the same way. And that's not really what happens.
So what happens to you when you actually, when they come with a lot of emotion, when you go to bring information, are you trying to bring information to make them feel better? Or are you trying to make them have information to find out what their heart's creating?
I have learned to bring information in order to try to get to a piece that their heart is creating. Mm-hmm. But my natural way is to try to use it to placate. Uh-huh. All that emotion coming at me so I can kind of parse it out and calm the situation
and
down.
So you're a strong mental, but when you come from that, you also have very, very strong feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come from the feeling place and somebody's coming at you with that mental, being a mental, it's real easy to engage mental mm-hmm. to mental. But if you're trying to go a little deeper to see what feeling is there, because it is the feeling part of us that we transform into that love piece that joins our hearts. So how do you get there?
Well, I should preface this by saying that when I do get there, usually I flip all the way over there and I'm just kind of blathering in my emotions and I don't have much outside of that.
So you join them emotionally instead of
right.
heartfully.
And when someone comes at me with a lot of mental, then it's very harsh and it's not important at all to me because all I want to do is feel that emotion
yeah.
to get through it and make it better.
That's what I was trying to point out in this article, was that we tend to be pulled into whatever they're offering us instead of realizing we're here there to help them to get to their heart. And we may need to inform or we may need to engage. But we need to be aware of what we're doing. And the information is always to get to the heart, and the engaging is always to get to the heart. But if they're stuck in one body, we may need to use another one to pull them towards the heart. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jackie.